You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So this phone scam involves calling a guy named David at the request of his wife. I think it was his wife. And I'm calling as somebody who does a home repairs, just a general home fix-it guy, to see if I can get David's marketing expertise to help me with a marketing idea that I came up with that is probably one of the worst things he's ever heard. Here's the phone scam. Enjoy.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
This is David.
Hi, is this David?
Yes, this is David speaking.
Hi, you came recommended to me. You do marketing for companies, right?
That's correct.
Okay, my name is Raul Labrador, and I'm a fix-it guy. I do home repairs, and I'm looking for some marketing help. Do you have a few minutes to run over some ideas? Because I would love to know whether or not you'd take me on as a client.
Sure. Yeah. I've got a couple minutes if you want to run some things by me.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I had an idea that, you know, what would be a lot of fun and make me stand out would be like if I kind of advertised my company, but I did it with Marvel characters because, you know, everybody loves Marvel characters. So what I did was I actually paid for a licensing agreement with Disney so that I can use Marvel characters.
Really? And you've gone through that process. You've got that secured?
Yeah, I paid $17,000 for it.
$17,000, okay. It's an interesting concept. I don't know if it's exactly the route I would have taken, but if you want to run some of the details,
maybe you need to feedback. Let me flesh this out, because maybe you just don't see what I see, okay? So, like,
sure.
We take the characters, the Marvel characters, and we apply it to the home repair, and you tell me which of these you think have legs, okay? First of all, I do a lot of stuff to fix stuff around the house, okay? So, first of all, advertising that I do flooring and we call me Fantastic Floor instead of the Fantastic Four. I'm the Fantastic Floor.
Is there four of you or is it just you?
No, it's just me.
It doesn't really add up, you know. I don't think it's
okay. All right, well, I have more. Okay, so and then instead of Spider-Man, I'm Slider-Man and I fix sliding doors.
No.
You don't like that one either?
No, it kind of sounds weird.
Okay, all right. What about instead of Captain America, I'm Strapped in America because I'll do roofing work as well.
Did you say Strapped in America?
Yeah, like I'm strapped in because when you do roofing work, it's good to strap in.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that either. It's kind of got a sexual connotation to it. I don't know if that's what you're intending or I don't know what the deal is.
No, I'm not intent. Sexual connotation?
Yeah, like, never mind. I just, you got anything else for me?
Yeah, Brick Panther.
Brick Panther?
For brickwork instead of Black Panther. Or maybe I could just go Black Brick.
No, definitely not. I wouldn't even text Black Panther if I were you. I think I'd kind of leave that one alone.
Okay, all right. Dr. Arrange instead of Dr. Strange, and I'll come in and I'll move all your furniture around if that's what you want to do.
It's just not working for me. You got to maybe go back to the drawing table on this, or I don't know if you can get a refund from Marvel.
Hawkeye, like for like bathroom work, like you know, and I just go by Hawkeye.
What's the superhero? Who's the superhero?
Hawkeye.
Oh, Hawkeye. Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, this kind of sounds inappropriate.
Yeah, I can see that now. Now that I'm saying it out loud. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't think this is a great idea in general. Can I ask you, why did you buy this license again?
To get kids into my home repair business.
Kids are not homeowners. they're not the clientele that you should really be marketing towards, you know?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
All right. This was a bad idea.
It's not great.
Do you want to buy a licensing agreement from somebody who bought a licensing agreement just for like one of your other clients?
No. I'll
sell it to you for like 10 grand.
That's a good deal, but not for me, my friend.
Eight grand. I'll do it for 8 grand.
All right. You know, have a good day.
All right. David, before you get going, I just want to tell you, none of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and your girlfriend emailed me and asked me to phone scam you. It's a prank phone call.
Oh, my God. I was like, this is unbelievable. This guy is crazy.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.